Good morning, Mr. Farley.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a delight to have you this morning. I imagine things are going pretty quickly for you right now. How is the transition going as you prepare to take office next month?
It's a whirlwind, but it is fantastic. I will tell you, I am so excited to get to work on behalf of the people of North Carolina. And the folks at the Labor Department have just been great, helping me get up to speed on the nuts and bolts of what's going on in the department, where different initiatives and projects stand. And we're working hard every day. You know, people might have the impression that a candidate, you know, wins the election in November and then takes the 2 months off until January, but that's certainly not what I'm doing. I'm at the Labor Department most days of the week, already getting down to business for the people of North Carolina.
Well, you have a somewhat unique situation in the fact that your predecessor, Commissioner Dobson, resigned, and you have Interim Commissioner O'Barr there right now, so that you don't have your immediate predecessor in the office with you to learn from every day.
That is true. Commissioner Dobson did step aside shortly after the election, but he continues to be supportive of me, and he is only a phone call away. If I need some advice and guidance as I step into this role. And same thing with his predecessor, Sherry Berry, also a good friend and supporter of mine, and she's available. So I've basically got a labor commissioner brain trust I can call on at any time as I make my way into this office.
Well, you mentioned Commissioner Berry. She was commissioner for so long, she became very famous as the elevator lady because of her picture in all the elevators. Commissioner Dobson was only there for one term, so his pictures weren't there for so long. But do you have a picture selected already for the elevators?
No, I don't actually. I get that question a lot. Yes, pictures are coming back. And elevator safety is very important, but we've got some even higher priorities of things I need to get my arms around at the department before we get to the pictures in the elevators. But rest assured, they're coming back at some point.
I know one concern for the Labor Department that I've heard from Commissioner Dobson in the past is the number of vacant inspector positions that you have there.
Yeah, and that is a concern of mine, too. So the number one job of the North Carolina Department of Labor is to keep the working men and women of this state safe and healthy when they're on the job. And we do operate at a vacancy rate. You know, it fluctuates day to day, you know, 25 to 20% among safety inspectors. And that's a major concern of mine. I know it was a concern of Commissioner Dobson as well. But we're going to be laser focused on how we can fill those positions, because it's very hard to do our job if we don't have a fully staffed department. And so I am proposing, among other things, pay raises, retention bonuses, and the kinds of things you need to be sure we're attracting and retaining good talent to these positions.
What attracted you to the Labor Commissioner's position when you decided to run?
Well, I'm absolutely passionate and always have been about making sure we protect our workers in this state and their jobs at the same time. It is a fundamental philosophy of mine. If you really care about workers, you also care about their jobs. You want them to be safe and healthy, of course, but also prosperous and fully employed. And that takes a balanced, common sense approach to enforcement of our state's regulations. Because overregulation and burdensome regulation drives jobs out of this state. And good common sense regulation is part of attracting jobs to this state. And so I'm absolutely passionate about finding that balance that protects our workers and keeps them employed and attracts good, new, high-paying jobs to North Carolina.
One thing I think that is confusing to a lot of people, because we have the State Department of Labor, but we also have the Federal Labor Department, and a lot of people are confused as to what job the federal department does and what job the state department does, or are the duties overlapping?
That's a great question. And the answer is there are a lot of overlapping duties. The principal responsibility of the North Carolina Department of Labor, so half the budget of the department, half the employees of the department are devoted to workplace safety, enforcing the OSHA workplace safety laws. Now, those laws are made at the federal level, but North Carolina, by agreement with the federal government, has what's called a state plan for enforcement of our OSHA laws, meaning that we have opted out of federal enforcement and have decided to take it on ourselves and enforce it with North Carolina Department of Labor employees and a department headed by an elected commissioner of labor. And frankly, it's a fantastic thing for North Carolina because it keeps federal bureaucrats and federal inspectors out of North Carolina and has people who are more accountable to the people of North Carolina enforcing these laws, namely the commissioner of labor, right? So if you don't like the job we're doing, you don't have to phone a bureaucrat in Richmond or Atlanta or whatever it is. You come down to the Department of Labor and you talk to your own elected labor commissioner. So there is certainly overlap, but we are basically taking, we're doing a lot of things that are delegated by the federal government and taking them on ourselves, which is a huge benefit to the people of North Carolina.
Well, one other part of your job will be come January when the Council of State meets. You'll be taking a seat at the Council of State table. And were you there for the meeting this week?
I was not at the council meeting this week. I still have a real job in addition to being the labor commissioner elect. And so I am transitioning from the private sector to being labor commissioner. And so I still have some of those responsibilities as well. So
I'm always interested because I usually watch most of the Council of State meetings, and we have so much political division in the country. But I'm always amazed when I watch the Council of State meetings, the collegial atmosphere there between Republicans and Democrats, both on the Council of State, which seems to me to be encouraging for the rest of society.
I would agree with you, and I think that that's And I understand that that is the atmosphere there. I think that's a product of the fact that very little of what the council is doing regularly is partisan. I mean, it's approving property sales and releasing insurance proceeds, and so it's the Council of State is dealing sort of with the nuts and bolts of government, not the hot button policy issues. I mean, that will come up from time to time, right? I mean, emergencies and lockdowns now by law have to come to the Council of State. The governor can declare a state of emergency for 30 days, but after that, he's got to bring it to the Council of State, and that's to rein in some of the abuses by Governor Cooper during the COVID era. So there are things like that that will come to the Council of State possibly, but most of it is just sort of nuts and bolts. You know, the state's selling a plot of land somewhere, and the council's got to approve that and things of that nature. So I think it allows the council members to be a little more collegial than you otherwise would when you're sort of butting heads over some hot button issues, you know.
One final question for you, Commissioner-elect. Do you know at this point when you're actually going to be sworn in?
I do. We have set that for January 2nd. I will take the oath on January 2nd and officially become commissioner then. But as you know, there's a big celebration that's open to everybody in North Carolina. That's January 11th, downtown on Brown's Capitol Building. That's a Saturday in the morning. And that's when all 10 Council of State members will come together and take a ceremonial version of the oath, you know, more of what people imagine an inauguration is like. But I am so eager to get to work for the people in North Carolina. I don't want to wait until the 11th. I want to give myself those 9 extra days, so I will take the oath on January 2nd, officially become the labor commissioner then.
Well, we're looking forward to talking to you again once you officially take office, and once again, congratulations, Commissioner-elect Luke Farley. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Tony, thanks so much. Great talking to you, and look forward to doing it again sometime.
Certainly.